Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the program. My hope is that I'll get a couple of more broadcasts in this year, but in case I don't, this is my end of the year show to prepare you for 2019. I'm going to talk a little numerology, and then I got lots of tips for you. So get pen and paper and get comfortable. If you're new to the program, I'm Amy Tammet. Oh my God. Right? Just routine there. I'm Amy Yancey of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I am an intuitive, I'm a life coach. I bring you just light and love and support so that you can accomplish your goals and live the life that you want. And if that is something you're interested in, consider booking a session with me. I'm actually running a special this right now until the end of this year. My single session is reduced. The price is reduced from $270 is the normal price. And until the first of the year, it is $125. And it's a wonderful way to get some support and some healing and some expansion and some intuitive insight. Yeah, a session is awesome. So if you are a seeker or a spiritually minded person and you really want to have a great 2019, consider that special. Okay, let's jump in. Because there's so much to cover. It was like a jam session as I was putting the notes together. Usually I'm a little more organized and, you know, Spirit was just giving me point after point after point. So I want to give it all back to you. So first and foremost, one of the biggest messages they gave me as I was preparing these notes is that doors are opening. So if you're listening to this program, it's not just the start of a new year for you. It is a door is opening. Doors are opening. And all you have to do is trust and walk through them. And the trust is the key here. You know, our intuition will give us a message, and many of you are going to hear me say doors are opening, and instantly you're going to see in your mind's eye or just know what that door is, and then we get excited about it, and then we start to doubt it. And so don't doubt it. Just trust it and keep going. And I've did quite a few shows to help you deal with doubt this year. But mainly just keep going. Believe that it is possible for you. Say, no matter what, I'm going to do it. Because if you delay, and this is probably one of the biggest lessons I learned in 2018, is that doors will open and then they will close. And you don't get to say to the universe when it will open again, right? You can set your intentions. You can pray. You can write your goals down. But ultimately, it's Spirit's job to determine when and how something will happen. And so if Spirit's saying, hey, this is the time, go for it, please honor that and go for it, because you'll slow down your whole game and really throw a wrench in your plans if you don't honor that. And typically we don't honor it out of fear, or we let energy into our lives that distract us, that tell us it's not possible. So don't go there. Just trust it, put your head down, and go, walk through the doors. Next, I want you to sit down with a pen and paper, a marker, whatever, and really get clear about what it would take for you to have an impeccable year. And I'd like you to write that down, that sentence down, that question down. What would be your impeccable year? And focus on limitlessness and focus on harmony and warmth. And so to get you in that vibe, I suggest putting some music on that you love that puts you in the energy field of limitlessness, and then light a candle that puts you in the energy of harmony and warmth. And then I want you to consider this. In 2019, it's a universal year 3. The energy of the three is very, this particular 3 year is going to be very bouncy, meaning if you catch the wave, it can be really fun, right? But if you are fighting against that bounciness, is the way Spirit's giving it to me, it can feel really rocky. So I want you to pay attention to being prepared for the unexpected. It's going to be feel a bit like a 5 year, universal 5 year, and that, you know, expect the unexpected. But at the same time, it's also when you can do that from a place of joy, right? And you can do that from a place of preparedness. So what this looks like, if you're preparing for a bouncy ball, right? You think of yourself like a basketball player, right? And they're very agile. And I think 2017, in this 2017, I was talking a lot about spiritual agility. This is your year. You're going to need it. You know, 2018 is going to require that you have the energy, like, again, of a basketball player, in the sense that you can turn on a dime. And you are strong and you are capable and you are trained. And really, it's about trust. Okay. So crazy, the call dropped, but I got to do this show. So let's go back to this agility I'm talking about. So how do you prepare for it? It's trusting your intuition, you know, being very aware, being in your practice. So as you're writing down what would be your impeccable year, and you're keeping, I want you to keep your intentions, your goals, the things that you want to accomplish simple, and write it in a way in which it's possible. I mean, I did quite a few of these month-by-month readings I offer my clients and subscribers. And one thing that I saw consistently was that we're afraid that we're not going to get what we want, so we put a lot of extra words into our desires, right? And just keep it really simple, you know, and know why you want it and be specific about it. You know, if you want to be in a relationship, say I want to be in a monogamous relationship, or I want to be in a healthy, whatever type of relationship you want to be in. Say that. Be direct about it. You know, the lofty, I want love to flow in. It's beautiful and wonderful, but at the end of the day, you live in a human world and you got to focus on something. And so focus on, I want to meet somebody who's fucking awesome, who makes life really enjoyable, and I get to make their life really enjoyable. Or if you want to increase your income, get clear about what that number is and claim it. And don't be afraid of it. And in that process of not being afraid of it, believe it. Believe that you can have what you want. And that's one of the biggest lessons of 2018 for me, has been you can work really hard. You can go for it. You can step outside your comfort zone. But if you don't believe it, baby, it's not going to happen. I'll say it to you again. If you don't believe it, it's not going to happen. You've heard me say this a lot on this program over the fall and into this winter. Believe it, believe it, believe it. So how do you believe it? This is a part of doing your healing work. So, you know, you go, you sit down, you make your list of what would be your impeccable year. You keep it simple. You know why. You're not settling or compromising. Then you got to look at, okay, what has been keeping me from it? What thought or behavior or energy have I been holding that is keeping me from what I want? And this is going to take some soulfulness. Our little selves want to fight this question. You know, I ask it a lot to clients, and they can come up with the most beautifully logical, very spiritually sounding answers. And at the end of the day, I'm like, that's not going to get you there. right? We got to get clear about what that wacky little thought is or that behavior that is keeping you from having what you want. And as you process, as you sit with it, as you meditate on it, and as you say, hey, what is keeping me from this? Be willing to do the healing. Be willing to do the thought process, to explore the thought process, and then reprogram the thought. I will say that has been the hardest and greatest part of 2018 for me, is reprogramming my subconscious mind and doing some necessary healing work and cutting some very unhealthy cords that I didn't even think I had to cut so that I could be my most authentic expression of Amy. And so ask yourself, what do I need to let go of so I can be the most authentic expression of myself in 2019? And as you're going through this, don't push it, you know, and don't push for everything to happen right now. Now, I believe things can happen miraculously, and I think that timing on the human plane can be manipulated. But I also know that things take time too. And if you're pushing at it, it's not going to work. I'm going to be so honest with you. And so check it. Step back and say, okay, what part of me doesn't believe this is going to happen? Let me go to the drawing board and work on my mindset. You know, is there a pivot I need to make? And am I willing to do that? And what do I need to let go of? We hold on tight. You know, I never used to think I was a person that held on tight to things. I thought, like, oh, I'm good, let go. But this is the first year where I saw myself holding on to things, and they weren't for my highest and greatest good. And I was grasping for them. And then once I let go, I was like, oh, God, that feels so good. Feels so good to let go. So really think of what needs to be let go of so that you can have what you want. And that's logically, it's a tricky question because I know you understand what I mean logically, but until you go through the motions and commit to the letting go, it's difficult to really grasp in the midst of it. So be kind to yourself as you go through this journey. There will be some clearing that needs to happen because if you could instantly manifest everything that you wanted on your list for your impeccable 2019, you would have already done so. So know that there is some work you're going to have to do and some reprogramming you're going to have to do so that you fully believe that you can have what you want, so that you are a clear channel and a vessel so that you can trust the universe and walk through the doors that are opening for you. Trust your intuition. So spiritual practice is going to be hella important, like pray, you know, listen to your, I have lots of reprogramming tools, things that I do. I was going to say, listen to your affirmations, you know, I'll share it with you. So, and I may have already shared a bit of this on the program, but as you're reprogramming your mind, you're getting clear about the statements that you want to embed in you. I believe that I can have blah, 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 or I am capable of blah, 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 blah. As you're going through that, record it. Record it. Use the voice memo feature on your phone and record it and listen to it daily. Because here's the thing. You can declare, right? And you can really get the energy moving in your life, right? But if you slip back into old patterns or you stop believing or things show up, and they will because you've just, you know, the way my spirit guides show it to me is you've just activated some energy, so it's vibrating, if you will, if you can see. So you make these big declarations, I want to go to Hawaii, and then things start to vibrate and move, and you attract something in, and it might be a friend who's like, hey, you want to go to the Grand Canyon over, you know, 4th of July in 2019, and you think, wow, okay, but you know that you have a budget for one trip, and you just said you wanted to go to Hawaii, right? And it's like the universe shows up with a test, and it says, are you serious? Are you serious? And so don't fall for it. Like, say no. So no, I've already planned to go to Hawaii, even if it means I have to go alone. I'd much rather honor what I have, the intentions that I've set for myself. It's tricky, my friends. It's so tricky when you do this work and in the beginning stages, and everybody's really excited in the beginning, and it's joyful, and you're moving energy, and you're finally claiming what you want. But then you got to go live that shit out, and it gets messy. All of a sudden, things show up that look so attractive, so very attractive, and you think, well, you know, it's close enough. No, close enough isn't going to get you there. It's just not. Because you said, we started with a statement, what would your impeccable 2019 look like? How to have an awesome year. Like, where these words awesome and impeccable came from, it was a truth bomb, a Daniel LaPorte truth bomb that I pulled as I was preparing for the show, and it says, aim for impeccable and you'll land on awesome, right? And so really stay in the space of impeccable for as long as you possibly can. Naturally, you will get there. Naturally, if you can override the barriers that are going to show up, and that's going to come up as in form of misbelief, it's going to come up as disbelief, it's going to come up as things that need to be healed. Some of those might be psychological patterns you need to heal. It might come up as repeated habits and behaviors. You know, I was talking to a good friend of mine, and her and I did some setting of intentions around relationships and abundance, and it was beautiful. You know, we were both kind of on cloud nine the next day. We had done this beautiful ritual together, and then, you know, stuff starts to happen, right? And, you know, it starts to happen quickly, and before you know it, if you don't pay close attention, you're back where you thought you didn't want to be. And so to raise our standards for ourselves will require that we acknowledge that, wow, this feels familiar. Even if it's familiar, good. That's probably the most misleading one, is that, you know, you set an intention and you're like, oh, gosh, this is so great. I met somebody, or this came in and it feels so beautiful and familiar. And I want to challenge you, because familiar just means you're getting ready to repeat the same old stuff you've been doing. So if it feels familiar, run in the other direction. Do the opposite of what you've always done. Put yourself first. Believe that what you want is possible for you. Do not compromise, because while it feels beautiful, it's still familiar. And if you take a big, healthy step back and look at it closely, you're going to see, oh, that's like that, that's like that. I know how that ends because I've been here before. But if you stay in it thinking, wow, this is great, you're just going to find yourself back where you don't want to be. So if you really want to have an amazing 2019, really trust yourself. Trust the universe and be so aware of repeating patterns. So aware. You know, I went out with this man, and it's been my pattern all year. I've met wonderful men, just great souls, but not partners. Right, they're the guy I'm always into. They even all kind of look similar. I don't care what their ethnic background is or where they're from. You've heard me say this. I have a type, and they're all in the same realm, and they're chill and various degrees of hippie, you know, beat to their own drum type guys. Magnificent men, all various ages. You know, I have my age range I date within, and various places in their lives. went out with this wonderful man. And, you know, I had a great time with him. But at the end of the date, I was like, I'm not going to text him because I know he's exactly like what I've known. And I know exactly how that ends. And they are great, but there's just something about that energy of man that doesn't fully fulfill me. And I keep welcoming it in. And so I have to do the hard thing and not text. You know, today I was thinking about him and, you know, I was like, man, I just want to drop a note and just say thanks and what else? What are you up to? But I know where that's going to go. And I know that what I want is going to require that I no longer engage in behaviors that don't support my vision. Doesn't mean it's not a diss on any of these men. I never said men. But it is a sign of respect for who I want to be for the rest of my life. And so I have to consciously make a different choice. Breaking, you know, 20-odd-year-old pattern of that type of man. And so it's tough. It's tough in the moment because you have to hold yourself accountable. But it's not impossible because if you really start to trust your intuition is going to tell you straight up, like, yeah, it's no. Or, yeah, that works. Go. Proceed. And if you fight against it or you push against it, you can create any result you want. It doesn't mean it's going to be the result that's going to bring you an impeccable 2019. So keep that in mind as you're going throughout this year, 2019, because of that bounciness, you can easily get fooled. Also, I want to give you a note about saving your money. One of my spirit guides has been saying a lot, I know the energy of the three can be money comes in quickly and it goes out just as quickly as it came in. So just keep in mind, have a system in place as to how you're going to stockpile some cash. I don't think, as I tune in, our economy is as stable as we are being led to believe. And so just keep that in mind. It's nothing to fear, but be in a state of believing that you are empowered and that you are capable of creating the abundance that you want in your life. And it's not based on anything outside of you, but your true, sincerest belief in your own financial abundance, your own financial wellness, your own prosperity. Yeah, totally. Okay, and be joyful. 2018, that three energy, it can be light and it can be heavy all at the same time. And so I say just aim for joy. You know, every choice, every decision that you make in the 2018, ask yourself, will this bring me closer to joy? And even if it requires some work, right? Like you might have to, you know, put some energy into something. You can still be joyful about it. And as you start to reprogram your mind to believe that you can have joy, that might be one of the ways in which you, one of the recordings that you create. I don't know if I fully explained how to do it. So you write your I statements, you use the voice memo feature on your phone, you record your voice saying those I statements, and then commit to listening to it every single day. I had skipped yesterday, and I kid you not, I woke up at like 2:30 in the morning, and I heard immediately, you didn't listen to your affirmations. And I don't like saying affirmations because it's more of like a reprogramming. Because affirmations, there's a connotation with that word and that practice. This is more you reminding yourself of who you really want to be. And so if you know you're a person that slips into patterns and you kind of go with what's familiar, and it's difficult to distinguish if it's familiar because it's so good in the beginning, and then you get to the end and you realize, oh, fuck, that sucked. And that was just the same thing I just did. It's going to be imperative that you have that tool in place for yourself. You can remind yourself, hey, this is where I'm going. This is what impeccable looks like for me. This is the focus. This is me and no compromise. This is me believing in my truth. And so listen to that over and over and over again and make the affirmations or the statements specific to your situation. you know, don't put anything on there that you think sounds good, right? That sounds spiritual. I believe in my abundance. If that does not resonate for you, don't put that in there. You can say, I believe that I got money in my bank account right now. You know, speak to your situation, because that's where you're going to see the greatest shift. And if you know that there's something that needs to be healed, commit to healing it. You know, I started last year, I had gone out with this man, and it was messy, the whole situation, still tight, but the actual quality of the relationship was messy from the start. And, you know, it winded up ending where I felt a lot of body image shame I hadn't felt in a very long time. You know, I thought I healed a lot of that. And I said, you know what? I'm not going there again. I'm not going there again. I don't want to feel this way. And I committed to really healing that perspective on my body. And it has been the greatest freedom I have had in 2018. I would say that's my greatest victory. And body image issues, out the fucking door. I'm so done. I love and accept who I am. And if you don't love and accept me, then we're not in it to win it. And I'm good with that, right? And so, but it took, I had to do the work. I had to, you know, I got up there. I had to reprogram my mind around it. I had to create some new statements for myself. I had to fill my mind with some really positive perspectives on body image, because I grew up in a house where body image was a constant struggle. And so I had to really reprogram some deeply rooted beliefs and thoughts around body image. And I would say all the things that I did in 2018, that was the greatest victory, because now I know I can move through my life and not feel like that is something that is a source of shame or something that makes me less than or a source of not being enough. So if there's something in your life you know you need to reprogram, there you know that you need to heal, commit to doing it early. It will change your year, and you will find that the universe throughout the year will bring you people and situations and circumstances that will support that new way of being for you. So start early and be kind to yourself and be real with yourself as you are planning your impeccable 2019. And what I mean by real is, you know, I was talking to a client yesterday, and she told me, she's like, Amy, she's like, I'm so afraid to say this to you, but I really want a nose job. I thought, honey, yes, go. Get your nose done. Start talking to surgeons. Do your research. Where are you going to go? How much is it going to cost? When are you going to take the time off to do it? Is there anything you need to heal internally so that that can be an authentic expression of you? And do it. Do it. Claim and own what you want. You can have it. Who says you can't? As long as it feels authentic, as long as it feels true to who you are, as long as you've explored it and said, yes, 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 this is why I'm in my truth. I'm not doing this for anybody else. I'm not doing this because I'm trying to gain acceptance. I'm doing this solely for my own joy and benefit and full human expression in this lifetime. And so, yes, right? It's all about the why. So own who you are. Enjoy this beautiful year. 2018 is going to move quickly. It will have its ups and its downs. It will feel less. What I found with 2018, that downs tended to last a long time and ups were like not quite up. You're going to see a bouncy in the sense that it is going to be like a basketball game. It moves really, really quickly. So let it go with it. Jump in and get enough sleep and surround yourself with good people and good situations and trust your intuition and believe that you can have whatever it is that you want. Start working to program that belief into your mind and know that all is truly possible. I'm Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I look forward to hanging out with you next year if I don't do another show. Thank you for listening this year, and may all your dreams come true. Take care of yourself.